Last on this show, we visited with former Chicago CPS CEO Dr. Janice Jackson. She was leaving for that organization called Hope Chicago. Turned on TV last night, Dr. Jackson. There you were. Nicely done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Did you have a watch party? Were you all snuggled around the TV?
I was snuggled around, and it actually was my birthday, so it landed on a really great day. So it was a big deal for us and my family and all of our supporters.
What is Hope Chicago? Tell people who didn't see it or don't know.
Yep. So Hope Chicago is a new nonprofit we started last September, and it's a two-generation model, which means we send students as well as one parent or guardian to college or trades program for free. The goal is for them to graduate with a post-secondary credential, whether that's a diploma or a useful trade. And the goal is really to make sure people gain a living wage where they can take care of their families, decent salaries to take care of their kids and improve our communities in Chicago.
You got to make the big announcement, right? Because they tell all the kids they're going to college, and then you come out and say, oh, wait, we forgot something, wink, wink.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my Oprah moment, as I called it. Back in February, we made the announcement to five high schools, which is about 4,000 students, and over the next 4 years. And we're continuing to raise money because our goal is to bring on more schools over time. As you can imagine, the need is incredibly great. And we just want our students to know that there is hope. You saw the package last night. It features students who are representative of most of the kids here in Chicago, which are kids who don't have resources but want a chance. And so some of them are just hoping things work out. Others give up. And so when we go into these schools and say that we're going to support you, you start to see a lot of changes in behaviors around applying for colleges, signing up for or accepting some of those college offers that have been given to them. And we just need more of that if we want this city to be better.
And then you say, and one of your parents or guardians gets a college education, too. How do you monitor and monetize that? Like, is it a four-year school? Is it any four-year school? Is there a cap? How does that work?
Yeah, so it's any of our city colleges as well as any state university in Illinois. So we're happy to say all of the state universities join. Why wouldn't they? It's an amazing program. And then we also have three private schools, IIT, Loyola, and National Lewis. And the key with the private schools is that they have to agree to tuition discounts that come from the university that bring their tuition in alignment with what students would pay if they went to public institutions. And we've just seen a trend of more private schools stepping up because enrollment has dwindled across this country for college, and people are really starting to reassess the ROI on that. If they don't know that they're going to successfully complete school with little to no debt and get a high-paying job, a lot of people are opting out now.
But the schools have to opt in, like Northwestern isn't participating, right?
Yeah, Northwestern is not in. In order for a school like that to opt in, they would have to agree to the tuition discounts that I mentioned earlier.
Well, how much is that, Dr. Jackson? What's the amount of money?
It depends on the school. It depends on the school. So a school like National Lewis did not have to discount as much because their tuition is lower. But schools like Loyola discounted tuition by $30,000 for students.
Yeah. But then if I went to, so like what are we talking about? Because you're not doing room and board, you're doing tuition and books?
We're doing tuition, room and board. It is the full cost of attending.
So
Hope Chicago is different because we pay for everything. This is not just tuition and then kids get there and get thousands of dollars of loans. We pay for the full cost of attending.
So if I go to Northern Illinois, we're looking at $20,000, $18,000? It's probably more than
that? Yep. Yeah, and a lot of these institutions already give financial aid to CPS students and low-income students. But the beauty in Hope Chicago is that we've been able to negotiate even bigger discounts. So UIC, for example, where most of our kids go, they agree to an additional $3,700 above what they already give to Chicago Public School and low-income students.
The kids have to qualify, though. I think that's a complication, too, right? I mean, the idea that you can get a college education is no panacea if you're not ready for college.
Well, the thing about it is there's a place for everybody. If you graduate from high school in the city of Chicago, you can go to community college. And many of our students successfully complete community college and go on to earn far more than they would if they only had a high school diploma. So what's unique about HOPE is we meet them where they are. This is not just a program for the best and the brightest, and those are great programs. I was a principal. I cheered them on, you know, for my 11 years as principal. But if we really are serious about this community and this city improving, you don't need 10 kids from Inglewood to go to Ivy League schools. You need 2,000 to get an associate's degree. That's going to change things. And so that's why we are approaching it this way. And we're also doubling down on the need for technical and trade programming as well.
Yeah.
The goal is to get them to get better jobs. That's the goal.
You know, my friend Corey Brooks, the pastor in Woodlawn, that's what he says. I mean, college education, great, but let's get kids marketable skills. That's what we need.
Yep. And my argument on all of this is we need to do all of it. You know, when we start debating college versus career, you know, that's when we lose sight of what the real issue is. The real issue is poverty. And if we can't get people to a place where they have better paying jobs, where they can take care of themselves and their families, all of these issues that continue to plague our city and, you know, communities just like this across the country, they're going to keep happening.
I am so glad you're saying that. It's college education. You still got to go get a job. And
you still got to get a job.
So let's treat this as a poverty problem, not an education problem.
Yep. That's the goal. And when you talk to, whether you're talking to participants who are in our program or corporations, everybody's saying the same thing. They want to see how this ends, how this results in people getting a job. That's the bottom line, and that's what HOPE is all about. And I think that's what makes us unique from some of the other scholarship programs. It's not just about getting kids in school. It's about what happens after that.
You can find out more, and you can help HOPE Chicago at hopechicago.org. Hopechicago.org. Dr. Jackson, come into our studio someday. We are, at least for now, mask-free here. But we'd love to see you.
I think we're in the same building, so I can make that easier.
Are you on 303 East Wacker?
Yes, we're in the same building.
Well, this is ridiculous.
It is. I see you. You probably don't see me, but we'll make it up there one day.
Nice to talk to you. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Former CPS CEO Janice Jackson.